نماز کا خیال کرتے ہوئے تمام اسلام بھائی قریب قریب تشریف لے آئیں. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. پیارے اسلام بھائیو، ان شاء اللہ میں کلام امیر اہل سنت معراج کے سلسلے میں پڑھنے کی کوشش کروں گا. تمام اسلام بھائی میرے ساتھ مل کر پڑھیں گے تو ان شاء اللہ بہت سرور آئے گا. صلی اللہ علیہ
پھر دو سے بری سے لے آئے پھر تو سے بڑی سے لے آئے بارات فرشتوں کی آئی بارات فرشتوں کی آئی بارات فرشتوں کی آئی معراج کو دولہا جاتے ہیں بارات فرشتوں کی آئی معراج کو دولہا جاتے ہیں
ہے خوب فضا مہکی مہکی ہے خوب فضا مہکی مہکی چلتی ہے ہوا ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی چلتی ہے ہوا ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی ہر سمت سما ہے نورانی ہر سمت سما ہے نورانی معراج کو دولہا جاتے ہیں ایک دھوم ہے عرش اعظم پر ایک دھوم ہے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عز و جلال اللہ اللہ یہ عز و جلال اللہ اللہ یہ عوج و کمال اللہ اللہ یہ عوج و کمال اللہ اللہ یہ عز و جلال اللہ اللہ یہ عوج و کمال اللہ اللہ یہ حسن و جمال اللہ اللہ یہ حسن و جمال اللہ 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 یہ حسن و جمال اللہ اللہ یہ حسن و جمال اللہ اللہ معراج کو دولہا جاتے ہیں معراج کو دولہا جاتے ہیں معراج کو دولہا جاتے ہیں دیوان و تصور میں دیکھو دیوان و تصور میں دیکھو اسرا کے دولہا کا جلوہ اسرا کے دولہا کا جلوہ دیوان و تصور میں دیکھو اسرا کے دولہا کا جلوہ جرمٹ میں ملائکہ لے کر انہیں جرمٹ میں ملائکہ لے کر انہیں معراج کا دولہا بناتے ہیں جرمٹ میں ملائکہ لے کر انہیں معراج کا دولہا بناتے ہیں اور وہ کیسا حسین منظر ہوگا وہ کیسا حسین منظر ہوگا جب دولہا بنا سرور ہوگا جب دولہا بنا سرور ہوگا عشاق تصور کر کر کے عشاق تصور کر کر کے بس روتے ہی رہ جاتے ہیں عشاق تصور کر کر کے بس روتے ہی رہ جاتے ہیں جبریل ٹہر کر سدرا پر جبریل ٹہر کر سدرا پر بولے جو برے ہم ایک قدم بولے جو برے ہم ایک قدم
جل جائیں گے سارے بالوں پر جل جائیں گے سارے بالوں پر اب ہم تو یہی رہ جاتے ہیں جل جائیں گے سارے بالوں پر اب ہم تو یہی رہ جاتے ہیں ایک دھوم ہے عرش آزم پر مہمان خدا کے اور اللہ کی رحمت سے دل بھر جا پہنچے دنا کی منزل پر اللہ کی رحمت سے دل بھر جا پہنچے دنا کی منزل پر اللہ کا جلوہ بھی دیکھا اللہ کا جلوہ بھی دیکھا دیدار کی لذت پاتے ہیں اللہ کا جلوہ بھی دیکھا دیدار کی لذت پاتے ہیں
آخر میں امیر اہل سنت فرماتے ہیں معراج کی شب تو یاد رکھا معراج کی شب تو یاد رکھا معراج کی شب تو یاد رکھا پھر حشر میں کیسے بھولیں گے پھر حشر میں کیسے بھولیں گے معراج کی شب تو یاد رکھا پھر حشر میں کیسے بھولیں گے پھر حشر میں کیسے بھولیں گے عطار اسی امید پہ ہم عطار اسی امید پہ ہم دن اپنے گزارے جاتے ہیں عطار اسی امید پہ ہم دن اپنے گزارے جاتے ہیں ایک دھوم ہے عرش آزم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں میرا جھکو دولا جاتے ہیں میرا جھکو دولا جاتے ہیں
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کلوز اپ ان شاء اللہ ٹرائی لیونگ دا وولز جسٹ فار ٹونائٹ ان شاء اللہ اینڈ جسٹ کم کلوز اپ اسپیشلی دا ینگ برادرز ہو سٹینگ ایٹ دا بیک ان شاء اللہ ریکویسٹ یو اگین پلیز کم فارورڈ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ
وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ
وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ
وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ
نویت سنة الاعتکاف
نویت سنة الاعتکاف
Our beloved and merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said increase your reading of Durood Sharif during the day of Jummah. For this is a day of witnessing. It is on this day that the angels present themselves. Whenever any of you read Durood Sharif, the Durood Sharif is presented to me even before the gathering closes.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala
al-Habib. My dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah, we're all gathered here not only to listen to the bayans but to learn from the bayans as well. And the best way to learn is that if we can close our eyes, focus on the words instead of looking near to the door, who's coming out, who's coming in. That is a big distraction for us. Close your eyes and lower your head, inshallah. Once our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking in the streets of Makkah, when he passed a house and he saw an old woman who was sitting outside her house, and she had luggage with her, and it seemed like that she wants to move, or she is moving away from Makkah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he approached her and he said that, "Dear mother, why are you sitting outside? And why have you got your luggage with you? Are you moving somewhere?" And the old woman, she looked at the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said that, "My son, I am leaving Makkah because I have heard that there is a person in Makkah named Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who is spreading his religion, and I'm afraid for my own safety and the safety of my religion. Therefore, I am leaving this city, but I have no one to take my luggage with me." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked forward and he said that, "I will carry your luggage." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up her luggage and carried it on his back and started walking. When they went outside Makkah to a different place, the woman said that, "My son, you can put the luggage down now, because this is where I will stay." And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to go, the old woman said that, "My son, you look like a very compassionate person, very merciful person. Let me tell you, if you see this person, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not listen to his words. Do not listen to whatever he says." And tears started flowing from the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He moved forward and he put his head down and he said, "My dear mother, I am Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And the woman, she looked at the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and could not believe who she was seeing. And as soon as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around to go back to Makkah, she fell into the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and read, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that you are the Prophet of Allah." And then she started crying and she said that, "My dear merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you going to leave me behind? Are you going to leave me all alone here? Are you not going to take me back with you?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started smiling, picked up the luggage and started walking back to Makkah again. My dear Islamic brothers, this teaches you how merciful and how compassionate our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was towards people. No matter if they were Muslims or kafirs, the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for everyone. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a mercy for the world. In another incident, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting under the shade of a tree, and he closed his eyes, and a kafir who came on a horseback came galloping towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, got off the horse and drew his sword out and said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Muhammad, tell me, who is going to save you from my sword today?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him and calmly replied, "My Allah will save me." And as soon as he said these words, the kafir started trembling and the sword fell out of his hand. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up the sword and asked him, "You tell me, who is going to save you from me today?" And the kafir, he was calm as well, and he said that, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have never ever seen, I have never heard that you have harmed anyone, and I know that you will forgive me." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his sword back and he goes, "Here, go from here." And that kafir didn't go empty handed. He fell to the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says that if this is how merciful you are, then verily by Allah, if I accept Islam and if I accept you as my Prophet, then inshallah on the day of judgment you shall help me again. And he recited the kalima and became a Muslim. My dear Islamic brothers, this is what Islam teaches us. Islam teaches us to be merciful to one another. Islam teaches us love and equality. Islam teaches us that we need to love and have compassion for one another. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jal says inside the Holy Quran. The Muslim is the person whose tongue and hands do not harm others. And the believer is he whom others trust about their blood and wealth. Now this tells you how a Muslim should be like. A Muslim should be, as Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, that his tongue and hands do not harm others. He is a Muslim. And then, a Muslim is he whom others trust. And a Muslim is he whom people trust about their blood and wealth. He is a Muslim. Now my dear Islamic brothers, at the conquest of Mecca, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam marched into Mecca with about 10,000 companions, and all the people were lined up, all those people who sacrificed so many companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people who persecuted the Muslims in Mecca, those people who martyred men, women and children only because they believed in one Allah Azza wa Jal, these people were now in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day they were the rulers of Mecca, and now today Islam is the rule of Mecca. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam marched into Mecca. All these people were lined up, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave them a lecture, and the people were so frightened, because why? They knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the grip of Mecca today, and he's going to take revenge. This is what people used to do before Islam. People used to take revenge. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the fear on the people's eyes, he gave them a lecture, he gave them a bayan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O people of Quraysh, how do you think I will treat you today?" And the people with fear, they said that, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we've persecuted Muslims, because we've martyred so many Muslims, no doubt you are going to take revenge today." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "I am going to say to you what my brother Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers. He said, today there will be no punishment from me. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all your sins, and he is the most forgiving and most merciful. Go, today you are all free. I forgive you all." Just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, if someone is standing, who's standing in front of us, who's caused so much hardship for us, what will we do? We'll probably retaliate. We'll probably take revenge on that person. But this proves the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even so many people were standing in front of him who literally mercifully killed the Muslims. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looked at them and he says, "Today I will not take no revenge. Today you are free, and you can live in Mecca as you wish." And my dear Islamic brothers, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And so many people at that time accepted Islam. And Allah Azza wa Jal narrates that. And Allah Azza wa Jal quotes that inside the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Fatr. When there comes the help of Allah Azza wa Jal and victory, you see people entering the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal in troops. They then celebrate the praise of your Rabb and seek his forgiveness. Surely he is all relenting. My dear Islamic brothers, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was merciful. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was compassionate. And he taught the Muslims that you must be merciful as well. You must be compassionate to one another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man la yarhamu la yarham." Those who don't have mercy will not deserve mercy. If we cannot forgive our own Muslim brother, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will not forgive us as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever forgives anyone in this world, on the day of judgment, they will find Allah Azza wa Jal very merciful. Wow. And my dear Islam brothers, we need Allah Azza wa Jal to be merciful to us. Because we know what kind of sins we have committed, and we know how many good deeds we have done in our lives. On that day, when the sun will be 1.25 miles away from our head, the world will be made out of copper. Every person will be standing on this world barefooted. And one day will be equal to 50,000 years. Just imagine, if we did not have mercy for our Muslim brothers or anyone, will Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us on that day? When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before he migrated to Madinah Sharif, he went to the person who had the keys for the Kaaba. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he went up to him and he said that, give me the keys of the Kaaba so I can go inside the beautiful Kaaba and I can worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And he replied that, no, I'm not going to give you the keys of the Kaaba. You are the one who has made divisions in Mecca. I'm not going to give you the keys of the Kaaba. And my dear Islam brothers, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to him at that time, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Usman, remember, his name was Usman bin Talha. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Usman, remember, that day is coming when the key of the Kaaba will be in my hand and then I will give it to whomever I wish. And that day did come. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conquered Mecca, he called upon Usman bin Talha, who was standing in front of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his hand out and said, Usman, give me the keys of the Kaaba. He could not say no. He gave the keys to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And my dear Islam brothers, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he replied to him, خُذُوهَا خَالِدَةٌ طَالِدَةٌ لَا يَنْزَعُهَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا ظَالِمُونَ. O Usman, here, take the keys of the Kaaba, and I say to you that this key will remain with you and your children until the day of judgment, and whoever takes this key away from you will be unjust. Just imagine, my dear Islam brothers, so many persecutions the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had from these people, yet how compassionate and merciful he was towards these people. Now this shows us how we should live amongst our community. We should try to love one another. We should try to help one another. But yeah, my dear Islam brothers, the environment we are seeing today is totally opposite. We are seeing that the Muslim's biggest enemy is not anyone else but a Muslim himself. We see a Muslim is busy slaughtering another Muslim. Yet the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so merciful for this ummah. For this ummah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to cry all night. He used to cry all night. And today, at the night of Mi'raj, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was about to sit on the Muraq, he stepped backwards. All the universe, all the heavens, were decorated for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal himself was waiting to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because of the fear of the ummah he had in his heart, he did not sit on Buraq, he stepped backwards. And Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he went forward and he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why are you crying today? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started crying. He started crying not because, my dear Islam brothers, he was fearing that what would happen to him. No, he was crying because of me and you. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tears started flowing from his eyes. Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying today? Allah Ta'ala has blessed you that no one has ever been blessed before. Allah Ta'ala has gifted you, no one else has been gifted. Why are you crying today? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, O Jibreel, I know Allah Ta'ala has decorated the heavens and the earth for me. I know Allah Ta'ala is waiting to see me and Allah Ta'ala is going to bless me. But one thing makes me cry is that on the day of judgment, when my ummah will be walking on the pool sirat, what if they have sinned and they fall into the fire of hell? My dear Islam brothers, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was being gifted by Allah, but yet he's thinking about his ummah. He's thinking about us. Once Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he started telling him about the stages of hellfire. And he started telling him that in the first stage, so-and-so will be put into the fire. In the second stage, so-and-so will be put into the fire. In the third stage, the idol worshippers will be put into the fire. In the fourth stage, those people who disrespect their parents will be put into the fire. And then the Prophet, the Hazrat Jibreel, he stopped. When he came to the seventh stage, he stopped. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Jibreel, tell me, who will be in the seventh stage? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put his head down and said, Ya Rasulullah, don't ask. Don't ask me that. And then again the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Jibreel, tell me, who will be burning in the seventh stage of the fire of hell? And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears started flowing from his eyes and he goes, Ya Rasulullah, the people from your ummah who neglected their namaz, and those people who did fornication will be burning in the fire of hell. What happens when we listen to these kind of stories? What happens to us? Do we change our lives? Do we start reading our namaz? No, we hear from the one ear and carry out from the other ear. But what happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he heard that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started crying and he ran away from his house and he went into the mountain and he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in that mountain for 3 days and 3 nights, constantly crying for his ummah. When he came back, he locked himself up in his room. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who came and knocked on the door and goes, Ya Rasulullah, do I have the permission to come inside? He says, no. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who, Ya Rasulullah, do I have the permission? No. Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali, all the Sahaba Ikram one by one came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam but did not have permission. And then one of the Sahaba had the idea that go and call Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will definitely let her in. And then Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha came and she said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's your beloved daughter Fatima, can I come in? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Fatima, yes, come in. And she saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in one corner of the room crying. Crying for who? For me and you. Crying in one corner of the room. She went up to her dad and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear in the name of Allah who has sent you as a true prophet. Why are you crying? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that, my beloved daughter Fatima, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam told me that some people from my ummah will be burning in the fire of hell. I could not take that. How can I see my ummah, my beloved ummah, burning the fire of hell? My dear Islamic brothers, when we miss our namaz, do we cry in the fear of Allah? Let me tell you about another incident. We sleep all night, we can't wake up for Fajr namaz. We have so many whispers of the shaitan in our hearts, so many ideas we have. We can wake up for 5 o'clock to go to work, but we cannot wake up for 5 o'clock to read our Fajr namaz. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she reports that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in my house and late at night the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up to me and said, Aisha, do I have the permission? Can you give me the permission so that I can go and worship Allah? And she said, of course you have, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up for namaz. He was in qiyam, tears started flowing from his eyes. He was in sajda, he was in ruku, the tears were constantly flowing from the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she went up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he completed his namaz. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, my beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you crying? What has made you cry? Allah Ta'ala has made paradise for you. Allah Ta'ala has created this universe because of you. Allah Ta'ala has decorated paradise because of you. Why are you crying? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked at Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and she said, oh Aisha, no doubt Allah Ta'ala has created this universe for me, but one thing makes me cry is what will happen to those people who neglect their prayers on the day of judgment? They will burn in the fire of hell. My dear Islam brothers, Allah, have we ever thought about that? Have we ever thought about when we miss one namaz deliberately, what will happen to us? On the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a scene. He saw some heart trembling scene. In one place he saw a person lying on the ground and another person holding a heavy rock in his hand and crushing the other person's head. And then he would pick the stone up again and his head would come back into its normal original shape. And then he would crush the other person's head again. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired, why is this person being punished? And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam replied that he was lazy in offering his namaz. My dear Islam brothers, seriously, there comes a time in life where a person must make a decision. We must make a decision now. or else it's going to be too late. We don't know when we are going to die. We don't know when the angel of death will come and take us away from this world. If we still do not read our namaz, what will happen to us? In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever misses one namaz deliberately will burn in the fire of hell for 2,088,000 years. Do we have that power? These are not stories. These are not any folk stories I'm telling you. This is the Quran and Hadith I'm narrating in front of you. And my dear Islam brothers, this is what the mission of Dawat Islami is. The mission of Dawat Islami is that every Muslim becomes pious. Every Muslim becomes a namazi. Every Muslim becomes a true ashiqa Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. We say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are showing that because this is why we are here. We love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at yourself. Look at the clothes we are wearing. Look at our own faith, my dear Islam brothers. Does it resemble the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What will happen when we are inside the grave? And why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third question will be asked, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. What did he used to say about him? And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in our grave, and we look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with no love showing on our face, why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his face away and says, no, he's not the one who used to love me. If he loved me, he should have a beard on his face. What are we going to reply on that day? Today we are deliberately destroying the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and never think about anything. That our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would cry all night for us. When he was born, he cried for me and you. When he passed away, when he left this world, a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lips were moving. He put his ears next to the beautiful mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he could hear the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Oh Allah, forgive my ummah. Oh Allah, forgive my ummah." What is the ummah doing today? Our generation to come, who is going to keep the flag of Islam high, turning away from Islam. So many Muslims don't read namaz. If I say 95% of the Muslims don't read namaz, I will not be wrong. Those 5% of the Muslims who do read namaz don't know how to read namaz. We don't know how to do our ghusl properly. We don't know how to do our wuzu properly. We don't know when we stand in namaz how we should read our namaz. And why are we going to learn all these things? Madani Kafila. Every week the brothers tell you, travel on the Madani Kafila. Travel on the Madani Kafila. For 3 days when you are going to be in the way of Allah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that whoever is in the way of Allah, he is a warrior. And if he dies, he will die as a martyr. And on the day of judgment, he will be risen with the martyrs and he'll be entered into the paradise. And this is what our final destination should be. So my dear comrades, I request you, please think to yourself. Yeah, and this is what the message of Dawat Islami is. We are not here to get any money from you. We are not here to have our status risen. No, we're only here to beg in front of you that please, sow your lives out. Sow those people out who don't read namaz at home. If we have people in our own homes who don't read namaz, how do we expect the mercy of Allah to shower upon our homes? It says that one person who doesn't read namaz, the mercy of Allah does not shower upon him. If we have people living in our own homes who don't read namaz, how can all these miseries be removed? We say we are in problems, we are in debt, our children don't listen to us. Main reason is that we've left the way of Islam. We've left the Quran and we've left the Sunnah. This is why we're going through all these problems today. I request you, travel on the Madani Kafila, inshallah. After this Ijtima, brothers will be taking names down for those who want to travel on the Madani Kafila and attend this Ijtima in this same masjid every Thursday after Asr Namaz. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward me and you, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me and you for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بابڑی صلی اللہ علیہ یا
میرے اہل سنت کا لکھا ہوا بڑا پیارا کلام ہے. اب تمام اسلام بھائی مل کر پڑھیں گے تو انشاءاللہ عز و جل بہت لطف آئے.
بلا لو پھر مجھے ایشا